Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to yet another episode of Shaking at the Homo Hop. Tonight's episode will be entitled People Seem Talking in Foreign Words, which is a reference to a Yoko Ono lyric in Death of Samantha. All of tonight's selections will not be in English, at least not exclusively in English. Some of them have some English in them. We're beginning with, yes, Yoko Ono, with her piece Shirinakata, which is Japanese for I Didn't Know. This song also has French and English in it. And following that up with Burning Farm by Shonen Knife from Japan, which also has English in the form of the title lyric. I hope you enjoy both of these selections, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Didn't you tell me you missed me too? I would have
And welcome back. We've reached the German portion of the evening, a language I have a passing familiarity with, having lived there for 4 years, although I really only learned things like where's the bathroom and give me chocolate. We'll be beginning with Nico's piece, Nibelungen, which is, of course, named from the Wagner opera about dwarves and rings and all that stuff. And following that up with Dusty Springfield from a whole CD I have of various British and American acts singing in German and other foreign languages, mostly badly, with her cover of her own song, I Only Want to Be With You, retitled Auf dich, nar wartlich immer zu, or something like that. If you happen to be a fluent speaker of German, I beg you for forgiveness for that pronunciation. It's a little more advanced than Where's the Bathroom and Give Me Chocolate. Anyway, hope you enjoy these two selections. Be back shortly.
Since the first of you and me asleep in a Nibelungen land, Titanic curses trapped me in a banishment of state. Symbols vanish from my senses, dim and stale the view appears. Symbols captured in a trance vanish from my glance, for the various defenses. Iron forces strike the alarm, for the various defenses. That choose to be here and there, and lose the direction everywhere. Since the first of you and me asleep in a Nibelungen land where we cannot be. Almond trees grow along the mountain trail. From their tongues the words are spelling the telling numb. I cannot hear it anymore, I cannot hear it anymore. Since the first of you and me here and there, we lose the direction everywhere. Shrieking city sun, shiver in my veins. In flames I run, waiting for the sign to come. Will you spare the words for me? Will you spare the words for me to hear? Nibelungen, Nibelungen, Nibelungen land.
Wir sehen uns alle Tage im Vorübergehen, und immer denk ich, heute bleibst du bei mir stehen. Mir was sagen und tust es nie. Dabei empfind ich mehr für dich als Sympathie, was ich auch alles tu. Auf dich nur wart ich immer zu. Du weißt es nicht und hast mir schon so viel geschenkt. Den Blick, an den mein Herz in allen Träumen denkt. Das klein bisschen Lächeln, das ist so schön. Das komische Gefühl, wenn wir uns wiedersehen. Das alles gibt's mir du. Auf dich nur wart ich immer zu. Ich zieh mein schönstes Kleid fast aller Tage an. Ich frisiere mich stundenlang, dass ich dir gefallen kann. Yeah, wir sehen uns alle Tage im Vorübergehen, und immer denk ich, heute bleibst du bei mir stehen. Du willst mir was sagen und tust es nie. Dabei empfind ich mehr für dich als Sympathie, was ich auch alles tu. Auf dich nur wart ich immer zu. Fast aller Tage an. Ich frisiere mich stundenlang, dass ich dir gefallen kann. Yeah, du weißt es nicht und hast mir schon so viel geschenkt. Den Blick, an den mein Herz in allen Träumen denkt. Das klein bisschen Lächeln, das ist so schön. Das komische Gefühl, wenn wir uns wiedersehen. Das alles gibt's mir du. Dich nur wart ich immer zu. Das alles gibt mir zu. Auf dich nur wart ich immer zu.
And welcome back to the French portion of the evening, the language in foreign languages I'm the most comfortable with since I did learn it in school. We'll be beginning with Diamanda Galas's version of Je Rome, which is I Am Rowing, from her album De Ficciones, Will and Testament. It is her birthday tonight, so I'll be playing several pieces in different languages by her. Following that up with Le Rita Bensuco, an electropop band that existed from the 80s until the early 2000s, when the male half of the group died, with their piece Marcha Baya, Marcha Dances. Following it up with a peculiar little piece called Connais-tu l'animal qui inventa le calcul intégral? Do you know the beast who invented integral calculus? By a man named Évariste. And then finally, Changer, to change, by Stereolab, a British band with a French singer, from their Radio 1 sessions. Hope you enjoy these selections. Be back shortly.
Yeah. Ta femme n'est plus à toi, ton frère. Le plan de son père est mort tout par une serpent carrière. On embarqué sur la progéniteur, on embarqué sur le riz et de la pilette, on embarqué. On me vend devant le visage des deux meurtres. Le monde s'éloigne de toi. Là-bas, d'où est sans souffle, tout tes larmes avec moi, le monde est beau, je rame, je rame, je rame, je rame, tout en bas, il rattaché à la cuisine volée, il reste comme un immense parasol qui obscurcit le ciel, et ensemble les bouches et les belles vertigineuses qui prononcent mes circuits. Il y a commencement dans la culture de la nuit bleue, je vivrai ce qui plaît. Tes couches
sur le sol, Pierret de Chamajara. Jara. Jara. Contre tes jours, dans la maison de la souffrance, tu entres. Je rame, je rame, je rame, je rame. Je rame sur un ballon noir, des options sans crise. Sur le candeau blanc d'un cheval bon, roule ton avenir.
Mama. est immense quand tu souris et quand tu ris.
L'animal qui inventa le calcul intégral. Est-ce Leibniz ou bien Newton, ou bien est-ce que c'est moi qui déconne? Voudrais-tu, mon amour, intégrer des équations nuit et jour? Sais-tu que quand on fait des épures, tout ce qu'on attrape c'est les courbatures? Moi j'en ai eu quand j'étais tout gamin, en trayant des vaches pour la Saint-Valentin. Il y en avait une qui avait une bonne tête, elle était mignonne, on l'appelait Chipette.
Oh, tell me!
Dis-moi!
Do you know that beast?
Connais-tu le général?
Who discovered?
Qui inventa?
Integral calculus!
Le calcul intégral!
Le général Cambronne, je crois que ce qu'il a trouvé, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Pénélope, quand tu lisais partie, tout ce qu'elle savait, c'est faire tapisserie, la pauvre. L'homme des neiges, c'est pareil, il a dû fondre au soleil. S Astérix, soit plus Mégalix, pendant que vous y êtes, pourquoi pas Évarix?
Évarix le Gaulois!
Non, c'est pas moi, c'est ma sœur qui a cassé le calculateur!
Quand je t'ai vu sur ton balcon, tu m'as dit intègre et ne fais balcon.
Mais dis-moi,
tell me!
Connais-tu l'animal?
Do you know that beast? Who discovered?
Les campagnes électorales!
Integral calculus!
Sais-tu quels furent les premiers porte-clés? Ben tout simplement, les bourgeois de Calais.
Ce que je pense d'Antoine et de Jacques Dutronc,
ça commence par C, ça finit par on.
700 millions de yéyés à travers le monde entier. Ça ne fait jamais tout bien compter qu'un 1 400 000 000 de pieds.
Je crois qu'il vaut mieux mettre un point final, sinon ça pourrait finir encore plus mal.
Thank you.
welcome back. We've hit the Spanish portion of the evening, a language I can muddle through a little bit, as it has certain similarities to French. We'll be playing Si la Muerte, If Death, by Diamanda Galás, from her live album Malediction and Prayer. This was during the period she'd just been diagnosed with hepatitis C, so she may have been a little bit fatalistic at the time. It's a rather emotional piece, but luckily she's still with us. Please enjoy.
Por mí, haga el favor de decirle que vuelva mañana, que todavía no han cancelado mis deudas, ni he terminado un poema, ni me he ordenado mi ropa para el viaje. Ni he llevado su destino en cargo ajena, ni he echado llave en mis gavetas. Le he dicho lo que debía decir a los amigos, le he sido el olor de la rosa que no me ha sido. Ni he desenterrado mis raíces, ni he escrito una carta pendiente, que ni siquiera me he lavado las manos, ni he conocido a un hijo, ni he emprendido en caminadas en países desconocidos, ni conozco los siete velos del mar, ni la canción. Si la muerte viniera, diga por favor que estoy entendido, que me haga una espera, que no le ha dado mi novia ni un beso de despedida, que no he repartido mi mano con las de la familia, ni he desenvolvado los libros, ni he salvado la canción preferida, ni me he reconciliado con los enemigos. Digo lo que no he probado el suicidio, ni he visto libre mi gente. Ama, 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 ama. Dígale si bien que vuelvo mañana, que no es que le tema, pero ni siquiera. Dígale si bien que vuelvo mañana, que no es que la tema, pero ni siquiera. Dígale si bien que vuelvo mañana, que no es que la tema, pero ni siquiera. Dígale si bien que vuelvo mañana, que no es que la tema, pero ni siquiera. Empezaba a andar el camino. La que la tema, pero ni siquiera. Ni gracias, fiel, que vuelva mañana. Que no es que lo temo, pero ni siquiera. Dígame si tiene que volver mañana. Que no es que lo temo, pero ni siquiera. Dígame si tiene que volver mañana. Que no es que lo temo, pero ni siquiera. Empezar a andar el camino.
And welcome back. I would hardly be a very good queer if I didn't throw in a little Greek somewhere along the way. So this will be, once again, Diamanda Galas with her piece entitled If I Die in the Boat. Well, it's actually entitled something probably a little different, and it's written in Cyrillic, but I can't read Cyrillic, and probably couldn't pronounce them even if it was written in English letters. So we'll just stick with the translated title of If I Die on the Boat, and there's my little political gesture. I guess I'll send that out to the people who just arrived in Canada by boat. And since one of them died, we'll send that out to him. And I hope you enjoy these selections as well.
Κάποιο παιδί πέθανε, κάποιο παιδί πέθανε, ένας βλαβένε πλουμεντούσα τη ζωή αμάνα μα. Πέθανε ένας λεβέντι που πετούσα τη ζωή για μαναμά. Άντε σαν πεθάνω στο καράβι, ρίξτε με μες στο γυαλό. Ρίχτα με μες στο γυαλό. Να με φάνε τα μαύρα τα ψάρια και το αλμυρό νερό αμάναμα. Να με φάνε τα μαύρα τα ψάρια και το άλμερο νερό αμαναμά.
And welcome back, and continuing on the subject of languages that I would probably embarrass myself if I tried to speak them or pronounce any words in them. This next track is from Indonesia by a band called, and I'm guessing at this, Dara Pupitra, which means flower children. They were actually an all-female band in Indonesia from about 64 to 71, although they only recorded in Indonesia from 66 to 68. This is a track called On Vacation, which has some really neat fuzz-tone guitar on it. And as it happens, ironically enough, they were perhaps the only people who actually benefited from Suharto taking over in Indonesia, because they were actually regularly hauled in and questioned by the previous Stalinist regime that was in power in Indonesia, although their career ended pretty early in the Suharto reign, and probably if they'd been around later, things would have been worse. Enjoy. And coming up next, we have a track by the Sugar Cubes, one of the bonus tracks on the reissue of Life's Too Good, their debut and best album. The band that, of course, gave us Björk later down the line, although I suppose they can't really be blamed for that. And I hope you enjoy this track. It's one of many bands from Iceland I happen to have in my collection. You'll be hearing another one just a little bit further down the line, so stay tuned.
Yeah, I can't remember what I think I've had to say.
And welcome back to a track in a language that even the ex could not help me with. When I first heard of this woman named Zlaya from Finland, I couldn't make out any of what she was singing, so I figured, given the geography of where Finland was, I'd ask him. But apparently Finland is kind of a desert island in terms of language. Anyway, this track from an album called Merity, the English title is 100 Rooks Ago, I won't try to pronounce it, in Finnish, just in case a Finn is listening. Enjoy. Stalinists. This next track is by a Czech band called the Plastic People of the Universe, a band that had more of a reputation for the fact that they were suppressed because most people couldn't have heard their music, although ironically a Canadian who was in the band very early in their career actually put out some of their records in Canada in the 80s. This is a track called Apocalyptic Bird, and it's kind of a free jazz bass-driven kind of thing. Since a lot of their tracks actually didn't have guitar, there were lots of theremins and keyboards and violins, instruments they could cobble together, since they had to turn in all their instruments to the state once the state decided they were no longer an approved band, which is kind of funny because they weren't political, which of course is an argument for being political in order to stand up for yourself. Enjoy.
Skupina The Plastic People of the Universe, dneska byl apokalyptický tak.
Ooh. skryptal
zbožní železnou oponu.
Apokalyptický ptal
švejká krvavou masu.
Apokalyptický ptal
zvíná hlavy času.
Stopořený
znamení.
Thank you.
and welcome to the last set of the evening in what I like to call the No Earthly Language section. Each of these selections, while it might have the occasional word in English, is for the most part in a language made up by the artists, or in some cases just a non-lingual vocal sound. We're beginning with Crespoda by Klaus Nomi, who is a rather eccentric opera artist and one of the very first semi-celebrities to actually die of AIDS back in the very early 80s. This is from a very posthumous album called Zabak de Zak, or something to that effect. We'll follow that up with Sigur Rós, the other band from Iceland I was referring to earlier. This is the second track on an album called, for lack of a better term, Brackets, since the whole title is a set of brackets, and none of the songs have names or, again, recognizable lyrics. Following that up with Yulunga by Dead Can Dance, a Australian/British band that had two singers, the boy who generally sang the, for lack of a better term, pop songs, although they were pretty well classical, world beat kind of stuff, and the woman who generally made non-lyrical vocal sounds. This is from a best-of collection called Wake. Following up with The Residents from their concept album The Big Bubble, with a track called Sorry. Anything I could say to explain it would probably just confuse it more, which would probably delight The Residents no end. And following that with the first band I can remember who sang things that I couldn't make out what they were singing. It used to drive me nuts until I realized they weren't singing English at all. This is the Cocteau Twins with their track Sugar Hiccup.
Oh, Sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Daddy, worked out this way.
Sorry, I'm
worked out this way.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
There, you've reached the end. You can pat yourself on the back for surviving. If you have any comments, questions, threats, marriage proposals, advertisements for Target, which I won't read, you can send them to Timmy, T-I-M-M-Y, dot Bear, B-E-A-R, at Gmail, G-M-A-I-L, .com. Enjoy. Have a good evening.